Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. During this very special week of the year, when we take a very close look at the scripture passages surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you to consider carefully the responses of people when God came to town. We find in the Bible story several people who had similar responses when they heard the news that God was coming to town. There were those who were looking for God, like Simeon and Anna, who waited in the temple looking for the consolation of Israel, and like the Magi, who were searching out the birth of this special king. And then there were those who were not looking or expecting God to show up. That included Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, and even King Herod himself. Yesterday, we talked about how King Herod's response to the news that a new king was in town was one of fear, of anger, and of determined resistance. But Joseph, on the other hand, had a completely different reaction when he heard the news. Joseph no more expected to be the stepfather of the anointed Messiah of Israel than he expected to travel around the whole world. Yet his reaction when he was given that news by angelic messengers was one of reverence and obedience to God. Starting in Matthew chapter 1, in verse 18, we read, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.' Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and he put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and he dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" This narrative of the events surrounding the birth of Jesus and that time which followed the birth of Jesus gives us phenomenal insight into the life and obedience level of this man named Joseph. Joseph's response to the news that the Messiah was to be born, and that Messiah was to be born to his fiancée, had to be the most startling and mind-boggling idea Joseph had ever heard. But God made sure that Joseph was certain in his heart that this was God speaking, because God arranged that an angel would visit Joseph in his dream and make it very clear to him that the child that Mary was to deliver was not the result of immorality, but instead was the result of a visitation by the Holy Spirit. Joseph gives us a very profound example of the cost of following Christ. When God comes to your life, just like he did in Joseph's life, he calls for a response. And it's a response of trust and faith, and a response of obedience to the word of God. Joseph was directed 4 different times through God-given messages in his dreams. He was given very specific instructions. The first one, he was instructed to marry his fiancée, Mary, and to name the child that she was to bear, Jesus, which means Savior or Jehovah saves. Joseph's obedience to that instruction of God required him to bear some public humiliation, to despise the shame that was undoubtedly present in marrying someone who was pregnant before the marriage was consummated. And he also had to resist giving in to the fear of what others would think. It's the same call on every believer's life. The second instruction that Joseph received and obeyed was that he had to flee to Egypt. Oftentimes, God calls us to do what is inconvenient to our flesh. It was not convenient for Joseph to get up in the middle of the night, take all of their worldly possessions, and flee to a foreign country, leaving no forwarding address. And yet, what was inconvenient, what was difficult, and what was unknown was required by God of Joseph and of each of us. The third instruction Joseph received and obeyed was to return to Israel. Imagine, he looked foolish to the world. He had literally disappeared into the night for several years and hadn't been heard from until he returned to the land of Israel. In obeying God, God will require that we are willing to look foolish to the world and not defend ourselves. It's a putting to death of our fleshly pride and a willingness to simply obey God at all costs. The fourth requirement on Joseph's life was to settle in Galilee. It was not the area of his ancestors. It was not where his family lived. He had to be willing to be misunderstood and lay on the altar the right to be understood. Undoubtedly, his family didn't understand why he would go to an area that wasn't where his clan resided. Sometimes God calls you to do things that no one understands, but you know you must obey the Lord. When God comes to your life, when God calls you, as he does this Christmas season, he's calling you to be a Joseph, to respond to him with obedience and with faith. The rewards are great when you allow Jesus to be your Messiah and your Lord. God bless you. Have a victorious new year.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.